12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Otherworld Seattle, episode number 16. Let us introduce our wonderful players. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maribel Ochoa, who, she just wants to get Cecil back and get back at them ghosts.
Hi, I'm Mac, and I'm playing Cecil, kind of, maybe a little bit. And also Betty, who is another ghost, because let's just make things complicated.
Hi, I am Pooja, and I am playing Mira, who is about to teach some ghosts the meaning of hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Hello, I'm Saint, and I'm playing Bailey, and wow, she's learned just so much about all the people around her. It's been very intriguing.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Sean Charles, and I am just holding on by a thread here, y'all. I've learned too many things too quickly. It's not good.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Let's talk about a recap real quick, because I think we need one. Basically, in last episode, with the help of Chetna, you all were able to repel the Rakshasa from ripping apart Mira. So one less thing trying to kill Mira. And you found out that Mira's parents know all about weirdness and deal with it on a constant basis, but we're really just trying to teach Mira the value of the truth.
By lying to me for my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Not lying, keeping things you weren't ready for away from you.
Literally lying to me. Literally lying to me about how to ward off a Rakshasa.
Yes.
We all have our opinions. So, you went to Madame Peaches, who you knew knows about Ghost. Madame Peaches had set up a trap for Ghost at her house because she had been assaulted by Shannon Cecil and got away and was very happy to see you all. Meanwhile, Shannon Cecil went back into the tunnels and was berated by Betty. And Shannon gave up control of Cecil to Betty. And then Betty just left. Was like, fuck this. I'm going. I'm not going to deal with you anymore. And left Shannon to basically sit there and realize that her whole existence was in shambles, basically. So she went back to Mira and tried to convince Mira that they were on each other's side. Mira rolled a one. Basically saw through the bullshit. Shannon then tried to attack her once she realized that Mira wasn't going to be tricked by her anymore. Acting quickly, Mira used salt to ward her off. You know she's out there. You know she's probably following you all. But you're at the entrance of the tunnels to look for Cecil, Betty. And meanwhile, Betty's already peaced out. And she's walking around downtown Seattle, trying to find clothes that someone of her generation would want to wear.
Oh, she's very fashionable. She wants to be fashionable for this generation, and she can already tell that Cecil is probably not.
Yeah. No, Cecil's not. What exactly is Betty doing? Give me the montage.
Okay, so the montage is definitely like that montage you would see in movies where it's the kind of geeky girl that, you know, everybody suddenly realizes in a different outfit was pretty the whole time. And it's like one of those where it's like she gets more revealing looking clothes, so the cuts are tighter and everything and more flattering, and like gets makeup done at the counter and probably restyles the pixie cut up a little bit because probably frustrated about the hair and it's too short for finger waves, but it'll do for now. You know, kind of starts sizing up the world around her as she goes.
So inside your mind palace, Bacon goes, "Hey, you're looking pretty hot."
You shut your whore mouth.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you know.
What? No, you just, I will kick you out, and you're the—
You can't kick me out.
I could try.
Look, I just said you were good looking, that's all.
Yeah, can we not talk about this?
I've never seen you in a dress before.
Can we not talk about this?
You realize you're talking to yourself, right? You're yelling at yourself.
I don't, this is, it's very confusing.
It is.
This whole thing. I'm
still on the outside needing to be saved, and you're getting a manicure.
If you're even actually alive and not just me being completely crazy.
I mean, there's that, but probably not.
I mean, I hope not. But how would you know if you were crazy if you're crazy? I have so many questions, and there's not enough time for any of these. And oh my god, what is this lipstick she's putting on my face? Ugh.
That's a good color for you.
You just shut up.
Fine. All right, so. the bickering inside of the head of Cecil. Let's go back to the tunnels. And you throw salt behind you, Mira, and you get out of the car really quick, right?
Mm-hmm. And I tell everyone that Shannon is here.
Well, that's why you just kicked me in the face and threw salt at us?
Yes.
Great.
All right. So Shannon is here.
So obviously she's not in Cecil anymore, but she tried to spin some bullshit tale about Cecil going back into the tunnels and like to get revenge or whatever. But she was just obviously trying to stall for time so that she could take over my body, because that's been her plan all along.
Okay.
But that means that Cecil's still out there, but also that we can summon Shannon. I've done it before.
So she's not here right now.
Oh, she's here. She's just invisible, I bet, says Peaches.
Well, if we can summon her and, like, I don't know, not necessarily hold her down.
Trap her and force her to tell us what's going on and then banish her forever into nothingness.
We'll get to that.
Let's do one thing at a time, right? I mean, we need to summon her.
And force her to tell us what really happened to Cecil.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, let's make a circle. We can just do it right here, and we can do it right now. Bailey?
All right, yes.
Be our lookout. I want you to, if you see any weird movement, if it suddenly gets really cold around you or around us, because we're going to have to not be paying attention while we set up this circle. You and Sean, too, you both just look out. You seem to be able to resist for some reason. I don't know. Or you haven't been attacked yet, so that's a good thing.
Well, aren't these crystals supposed to help?
They help, but they're not 100%. And having someone on the looking out while we set up the circle is a good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
I start putting some salt in my pockets.
Okay, that's not
just
a bad idea.
You know.
Yep, I will do the same.
Yeah, let's load up our coffers. Or salt coffers.
Yep.
You're the Rip Taylor of salt right now. I'm going to roll to see how this is all set up. So she sets up the circle. She goes, all right, everyone hold hands and let's summon her. All right. So again, this is going to be a thing where you're all working together to summon her. So you're going to roll against your power and let me know if you fail or if you make it.
Ooh.
Okay, 55 under my 70.
74 under my 80.
82 over my 80.
It's 37 under my 80.
Okay. So yeah, with just 2 points, you're okay. But I will say this. I forgot to mention this last time. You have magic points on your character sheets. The last spell cost you 5 points. And then for this spell, it only takes 2 points of magic. Okay. Suddenly, Shannon appears inside the circle, trapped as an apparition. She is a hostile ghost at this point, so who wants to try to intimidate her and how?
I do.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
No, go for it.
Both because this fucking cunt. Sorry.
Wes. Oh, wow.
But, yikes. But also because I actually have a 61 in Intimidate, and this will be the first time I get to use it.
Oh, excellent.
All right. So give me a roll.
My little red dice are on my side because I rolled a 5.
Wow.
Yes.
Vengeance. Vengeance dice.
You press her hard and she goes, look. Okay. You know, you're like throwing salt at her.
You know what? The last 70 years of you being incorporeal and you're like looking for a body will be nothing in comparison to what I will do to you for the rest of my life. And then the absolute horrific pain that I will inflict upon your soul from here until these worlds and the worlds beyond end.
Yeah, that scares the shit out of her.
Yikes.
She's all like,
this is like an Egyptian level curse.
Yeah. That is, whew.
Nice.
All right. She goes, all right, look. You're right. I was trying to get Betty to take you over. She was the love of my life, and I was under her control, but look, just she took over Cecil. I fell for it. She took over Cecil, and then they just walked away. I don't even think they're in the tunnels anymore. I don't know where they are.
Where would Betty go? You know her.
Knowing Betty, she's probably looking around town, possibly shopping. That's why she was a bootlegger. She always needed money to buy stuff. So she's probably out buying things, clothing more than like.
How did she get trapped in the tunnels?
She and I used to work down there. It was where we'd get pooch. And a rival bootlegger basically he ambushed us. I got out of the tunnel and was shot several times. She was killed inside the tunnel. I woke up later in my house. I was badly hurt. And then I died in the house. And then I got stuck there. That's it. That's the full story. And I've been trying to find a way to get back to the tunnel so that I could let her go. But I was trapped in my house until you came along.
Yeah. Just another sucker.
Okay. Well, that was all very useful. Thank you. I pulled Peaches aside.
Yes.
Can she get out of this circle at this point?
Well, I mean, we're outside, so if it rains, which we're in Seattle, of course it will. But I think we should just get rid of her.
If we can do that, that'd be great. Sure. Cool. I was just going to say, let's just go and leave her trapped here. But yeah, if you can get rid of her, let's do that.
Does it have anything to do with that pendant?
Yeah, we could trap her in the pendant again and then throw it in the sound.
Where's your brooch, Shannon?
I don't know.
Don't you know?
No, I don't. Give me a luck roll, Mira. See if you have the brooch on you.
48 under my 68. So I guess I do, somehow.
Well, it would make sense that you'd carry it around with you.
Yeah, I just hadn't had it for a long time because once she had come back, I didn't have it anymore.
That's why we do luck rolls sometimes to see if you're lucky.
Cool.
Yeah. Shannon sees the brooch and goes, No, don't put me back in that thing. That's why I don't. That's cruel. Just let me go.
Is it cooler than lying to someone for months, breaking their heart, using them, using their emotions, making them fall in love with you just to eject their soul and give them body to someone else?
I'm going to say no.
Well, then.
Let's just get her in the brooch.
All right. So Peaches says a few words, and the brooch sucks the spirit of Shannon into it, and she is now trapped in there.
Cool.
So there you go.
Is there a well or something nearby?
Do you want the ring? That's how you get the ring.
True.
Good point.
There's the sound, there's the tunnels, there's lots of stuff. There's plenty of places, or if you want to hold on to it and find some place later to put it that would be safer.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Bailey. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I kept it from you for so long. I'm sorry it came to this. I should have trusted you all. And you were right this whole time.
Bailey takes it kind of tentatively. Thank you for eventually trusting us. And just know we'll always accept you. We just want you to be safe. She's like looking at the brooch and she's like, all right, I'll take this. Thinking about crushing it.
Will crushing it release her?
Yeah, don't crush it. It's got to stay intact.
Oh, it's a, okay, fine.
Then we probably shouldn't drop it in water because it'll eventually like break down.
Maybe like seal it in some kind of lead. I don't know.
A concrete. There's a lot of construction.
That always ends well.
It belongs in a museum.
It belongs in the country you stole it from.
All right, we will be getting back to this.
We will deal with this at a later date.
All right, so now you know that Cecil Betty is out there.
Cecil Betty.
I hate it.
Would it be better if he called you Seti?
I hate that too. All these are bad options.
Seti's better than Bessel.
Bessel? Ooh, Bessel's kind of
cool. Bessel's kind of cool.
No.
What do you all want to do now? You know that she's out there. She's probably shopping.
Yeah, let's go to the shops. Let's go to the shopping district.
All right. Everybody give me a spot hidden as you're cruising down the downtown area of Seattle where a lot of the department stores and stuff are.
I got a 37 under my 47.
24 under my 35.
37 under my 55.
44 under my 55.
Okay. And Cecil, give me a spot hidden roll.
Spot hidden roll. All right. I got a 33 under my 40.
Okay. So inside your mind palace, you see the family truckster and your friends driving down the street as Betty leaves one of the department stores. And you all see Betty or Cecil, but she doesn't look like herself. She's suddenly like a 1990s movie, fully dressed in luxurious clothing with a lot of great makeup on and wearing heels and the whole nine yards. So she's obviously going to a prom or something. What do you all want to do?
I say she's definitely possessed.
Yeah, that is definitely not our Cecil.
Yeah.
Oof, man.
Cecil is going in her mind palace to try and distract Betty so she doesn't realize that her friends are showing up.
How would you like to do that? Do you have like fast talk or persuade or?
I do have fast talk. It is meh, but I can try it.
What about persuade or?
Not really. That's not really what I spec this character for.
Well, let's do fast talk then.
All right. Got 63 over my 33.
Would you like to push the roll?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
All right. The dice really want me to still just be Betty, I guess, because I rolled an 84.
Oh,
no. Okay. I'm like, I got worse.
So Betty realizes what you're trying to do, and she shrinks your mind palace down to a small little room where you're face to face with Bacon. And you can't move. He's all like, well, this is not right. This sucks.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for pointing out the obvious.
Look, this is your mind. Well, it was your mind.
I know, and yet you're still here, and I'm still talking to you, and I'm very confused about how this works. And everything is awful right now, and I really hope my friends don't... They find me and maybe don't destroy me in the process of this, or think that I'm myself, or I don't know. I just want this to end.
These are all valid concerns, but I guess I think we're just stuck here for right now. It's just what we'll have to deal with. So how are you doing?
Not great.
Ugh. Okay, so we'll blip back out. Betty's coming out of the thing. What do you all want to do? You see her. She doesn't seem to acknowledge you all and the car. And you're doing like 20 miles, 15 miles per hour because it's a downtown area where people are crossing the street and it's night and there's a bunch of stuff going on. It's kind of like a downtown Burbank or a Universal City Walk kind of situation.
I have an idea. The next shop she goes into, one of us puts salt at the back entrance and one of us puts salt at the front entrance. And then she's trapped in that shop.
Okay.
Okay.
I like this plan.
That's a much better plan than I had, which was to punch her in her face until she was unconscious.
That is a much better plan. This is, yes.
Yeah.
Let's do Maribel's thing.
So you all park and you follow her, you track her. Who wants to do the front and who wants to do the back?
I'll do the back entrance.
I'll do the front.
I'll be on that team.
Yep, I'll do the front and then Peaches, Maribel, and Mira, because we'll go in and try to subdue her and do the things.
Are we going to do the exorcist in the shop?
Might as well. I mean, maybe they got a changing room?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
How many items?
None.
Yeah, you figure that this is going to go sideways pretty fast anyway. So you got one chance before she realizes that she's getting stalked. So, Bailey, you go to the back, you pour the salt. Do you do anything else?
So we're at the back. I'm thinking, oh, I want to look around, make sure I have gotten our only back entrance.
There's a fire exit that you realize is not too far on the other side.
And does it look like, I'm imagining if it's like Burbank, it's a block of stores that are all attached to each other. So it's, okay, it's occurring to me that like there's possibly also internally like a door that would lead into the next shopping space or something like that. So I'm going to be aware and probably let people know that, hey, she might squirrel out through one of the other shops as well, and there's a fire escape. I don't think I can salt a fire escape. Gonna guess those are slatted, not solid floors there.
Right, so you may have to stand in front of it and be a doorstop. Yeah.
My goodness, yeah, okay. Well, I want them to know what I'm doing, why I didn't return. So let me let them know, hey guys, just salted the back. There's a fire escape, of course. So I guess it's going to make sense for me to just stand here and try to make sure she doesn't slip by us.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You should stay at the back door, and I'll stay at the front door, just inside with the salt line. I'll just like make a salt line like along the entire front of the building in case there's like a window she tries to jump out of.
Oh, yeah, there's windows all over the place. That's a good idea.
And I'll try and head for any internal doors.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Just doing my best.
No, that's great. So you get to the fire exit. Betty's looking at all these really expensive clothes. And give me a stealth roll, both of you. Because you're in the middle of a downtown area sprinkling salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's super weird. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's kind of strange.
Dang it. Oh, dang it.
Okay. Ooh, got a 21 under by 22. Just there. Nice. Ooh, nice.
So put a mark next to it.
I love these dice.
I think Jay screwed the pooch anyway. So what'd you get, Jay?
I screwed the pooch on that one. I got a 49 over my 40.
So you're pouring salt in, and you're not really looking, and you run straight into somebody, and it's the store manager, Rick, and he goes, may I help you? Why are you pouring salt all over the place?
Oh, no. Was I? Oh, that must have. Oh, that's.
You have a thing of salt in your hand, sir, right now.
I was at the restaurant and I was here looking for my friend and this must have just slipped out is what I'm going to try.
The salt slipped out. Can I get a fast talk or persuade or.
I have none of those skills. Well, I have really good persuade.
All right. Give me a good persuade, then. You're persuading him not to call the cops.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it. I have an 84 persuade, and I rolled a 94.
Would you like to push the roll? Meaning you can re-roll it, but if it doesn't go your way, something really bad happens.
Let me try to push it. Let me try that. Oh, that's much better. That's a 45 under my 84.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you and your salt to leave. I won't call the cops, obviously, because it's just salt, but we can't have that around this establishment.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was just confused. So we'll just sort of step outside and duck to the side and not go anywhere.
Okay, sounds good. Give me a stealth roll.
Why are you making me roll dice?
It's my favorite thing to do.
Damn it.
No.
45 over my 40.
Oh, do you have luck to spend?
I mean, I have six points of luck.
You could spend it.
You know what? I'm better spend it now because we need it. So that'll give me no points of luck, but that'll at least bring it down to a 39 under my 40.
I'm sure that won't come into play anytime soon. So you are hidden with your salt. Bailey, you made your stealth roll, so you're standing and no one's paying attention to you. You're like above the door with your hands out. No one looks, not looking up as you're sprinkling salt. Mira and Maribel, what do you want to do?
Do you want to wait until she goes in the changing room?
Yeah, and then just salt it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is the early 90s, so they don't have people, because I don't remember this. I remember in the 80s and the 90s, you just went in and tried on shit, and there wasn't people standing there saying, how many clothes are you taking in?
It depended. In the better stores, no, you didn't. In, like, really cheap stores, yeah, you did.
So this is a better store, because Betty has other people's money to spend. She grabs a dress and starts walking. Now inside, Bacon goes, oh, that's a nice dress. I think that'll look, if we get out of this, you should keep these clothes.
I will absolutely not do that. And she's spending a fortune. I don't have that kind of money.
Look, I'm just saying.
I've said what I've said a million times tonight. Shut up.
You realize that you're talking when I'm talking, right?
Yeah.
You're talking to yourself right now. And yourself is saying that that's a nice dress.
No. I am going to need so much therapy.
So, actually, give me a resolve roll, Cecil.
God.
Because you have been pushed to the limit. And this might throw a wrench in everything.
Your identity.
I got an 83 over my 70.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. The dress breaks you?
The dress breaks me.
It's the straw that breaks the Cecil's back. You only take 2 points, but you are freaking out and you just want yourself to shut up. But yourself seems to be attracted to yourself. Figure that all out.
Well, I mean, there's self-love, but it's weird self-love. And I'm
yeah, this is really weird self-love because it involves bacon.
And not in the way I thought it would.
Yeah, not in the good way.
And not in the fact that it's a person.
Yeah, exactly. Bacon. So, Mira and Maribel, I need stealth rolls to see to make sure she doesn't notice you as she's going. Bailey, you are watching them cross the Rubicon.
I made mine 28 under my 43.
41 under my 50.
Excellent. So she goes into the room and shuts the door. Oh, and Peaches is, I gotta do Peaches. I forgot about poor Peaches. Peaches rolls a 13, so she's fine.
So I go and I salt across the entrance to the dressing room.
Okay. And then what?
You go in the one to the left of her and I'll go into the one to the right of her. And that way she'll be like blocked off. Like we'll basically make a circle or a three-sided square. A
triangle? Peaches offers.
Yeah, rude.
No, three sides of a rectangle because the booths exactly. Are rectangular.
That's still a triangle. Okay, well, I'm not.
Because we obviously can't get to her in the back. All of this is happening like sans words, which is hilarious. Basically, and I'm just like, you know what, whatever.
All right, so you guys go in the other dressing rooms next to her. And Peaches stays out front. And then what are you doing next?
Well, basically to pour salt along so she can't go to the sides.
Okay. So you pour salt along. Now what?
Now we need to try and exorcise this ghost.
We're going to have to open the door. or you're going to have to look over because it doesn't go all the way to the ceiling. You could get up on the little seat thing there and look over if you wanted.
Yeah, we could reach across the whole hand.
I love how much Saint's laughing.
It's so ridiculous to me. Like,
just imagining being like, hey, get out of our friend. Like, actually, because I just watched it, I'm thinking of Elf where he's like, have you seen these toilets? They're ginormous. Just over the stain, over the stall.
Yeah, that's why I need to know how, which way you've trapped her. You've trapped her. She's putting on clothes right now.
I mean, we're going to have to do this over the stall.
Yeah.
All right. So Peaches opens the door and the three of you are going to have to make a power roll to try and exercise her out of Cecil.
Do I get a chance to react?
Yeah, you'd absolutely do. So the door opens up and you see Peaches there. And then suddenly over the sides, you see these two other girls. One you recognize as, you know, Shannon's sacrifice to you.
I start screaming at the top of my lungs.
Okay. So outside, Bailey, you hear all this screaming and the manager who had stopped Sean is making a beeline for the room. And the other cashier is waiting to see what the manager tells her to do. Do you do anything or do you stay in your hidey hole?
Bailey definitely thinks that they're starting the exorcism. So she jogs up. Manager doesn't see her, right? Because I was still in stealth.
No, you're still in stealth mode.
All right. I'm just going to whip around him as quick as possible. And I'm going to go for charm. And I'm going to try to be like, I know her. The situation's handled. It's my friend. She gets like this in public. It's totally fine. My two other friends are in there. They're going to calm her down. I know it's really shocking. It's crazy. Okay.
I'm going to say that this is a hard roll. And what that means is that your charm is half the amount.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It makes it 20. Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Okay. Before I roll, because I've been kind of cavalier, let's see. Which ones were giving me the low numbers? I don't remember. Okay. Well, just going for randoms. I've been choosing out of four for the whatever. No one cares. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm nervous.
Oh, God. Please. Please, please, please.
What'd you roll?
56. So that wouldn't even made it.
So if you want to push the roll, which if you fail, something bad happens, you can. Or you can also do something shocking, like stomp on his foot or do something to distract him. It's up to you.
I am...
You have salt.
Tools. I do, but I don't want to get arrested. I'm going to try again.
Okay.
I'll try again. So you're gonna Let's push. Try the other two. I'm gonna push. I haven't done that yet. So
yeah.
No whammy.
Basically, you're putting extra effort into it.
Big money.
Yes.
Big money.
If you don't, then something really bad happens.
Okay. All right. Oh my God. Okay. I'm like my stomach dropped. I'm too into this, which is good. All right. I got to get under 20 again, right?
Yep.
All right. I got a 4. Oh!
This is the winning combo.
I love all right. Yes. All
green,
like,
purple.
It's like the Super Bowl right now. Yeah.
I was really nervous. Oh, I blasted out.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Excitement's
I'm
okay.
I'm still trying to charm, and it's rough.
He stops for a second, and he goes, "Oh, you know her?"
Yes, one of my childhood friends, and she has been struggling a lot this year. It's been a lot. And we've just been trying to like get her out slowly. You know, it's been step by step, but this was a really big day. It was a really big day.
He goes, "Oh, well, that's great. As if she's okay, I understand. Is there anything I can help you with?"
You know, I think if we just give them some privacy, like maybe close
the door to the women's changing room for a moment. It usually doesn't take that long for her to just calm back down.
Sure, we can do that.
Keep it clear. Keep people from going down there. And, you know, I'll stand at the door. She recognizes me. So, like...
Right.
Yeah.
So he shuts the door and he goes, okay, if you need anything else, I'll be right over there.
Thank you so, so much, truly.
Now, you critically succeeded because you got an 04. That's why that worked.
My improv was no good? What do you mean?
Improv was great. Okay. Improv was great, but rolls right. helped too.
Right, because she's screaming bloody murder, right?
Right, she's screaming.
Yeah. This is a bad manager.
Yes, he really is.
Let's pop back in to the room where they're doing an exorcism. So all three of you need to roll against your power again. And I'm going to say Cecil is helping because of her mental state. She is very upset and she is going to try to use her power to help push out Betty. So Cecil, make a roll as well, please.
All right. Off this.
What'd you get? What'd you do?
No.
What'd you do?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Did you get 100?
I totally critically failed that.
No.
Oh no.
My god.
Okay.
I did. I got all zeros.
No. And that was Cecil's roll?
That was Cecil's roll.
I even used the dice I've been using for Cecil.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I can't believe I saw you do this. Like, I'm having a good time, but also what the fuck?
What about the other two?
I rolled a 19 under my 80.
I got an 18 under my 70.
Okay. Peaches got a 90.
Oh, no. That.
Oh, Peaches.
No, Peaches. Oh, how dare you? Damn.
So here's what happens. God. She's screaming and whatever. Betty pushes really hard on the walls. Right. And the salt kind of moves a little bit. And she's like, I'm not fucking going back to those tunnels. I don't give a fuck what you people do. And inside the room that you were in, you're face to face with Bacon. And then suddenly the room gets smaller and pushes the two of you together so that half of Bacon's face is on your face as well. Like they're put together. Mm.
There's not enough therapy in the world for this. Cecil is going to be a broken woman.
It's all melding. And I'm going to say, because you critically failed, you automatically fail your resolve roll.
Oh, no.
You take 4 points because you're incredibly lucky. And you just start screaming, but you can't hear any noise because your mouth is missing because it's melded with Bacon's face.
Oh, you know, this may win for the creepiest thing I've heard you say, Wes.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm impressed. I like this. This is upsetting in a really great way. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah. I do my best. Okay. So all of a sudden, Bailey, you hear from inside what I just said, that there's obviously something's gone wrong. Sean, it's been a little while now. You're looking inside. You saw what Bailey did. You're standing there with the thing of salt. Is there anything you want to do or?
No, I mean, I can't tell what's going on in there. I mean, no. I guess I could probably vaguely hear screaming.
Yeah.
But I'm looking to Bailey and is Bailey's doing.
Bailey, do you do any sign? Because he's outside looking in at you.
Mm-hmm.
What? Can I just sign FUBAR at him or something? Like,
yeah.
It's all going to shit. It's all going to shit. Any ideas?
Yeah, so you see that she does not look... she gives you the FUBAR look. Is there anything you want to do?
Is there a fire alarm nearby?
Yes, for story's sake, yes.
I'm going to grab a fire alarm in the store and pull it. I don't know. Distraction, get people running, I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, you pull the fire alarm... Everything goes off. Rick, the manager, is like, wait a minute, you're the guy with the salt. I told you to go away. Everyone's freaking out. Bailey, this gives you an opportunity if you want to go inside and see what's going on. You can.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I need to go inside. Also, I realize I should have been, as he went for the thing, I was like, no, because all the water is going to mess up all of our salt lines. And so, okay, it went anyway. Well,
it's just
all
the alarm, though.
Yeah.
It's the alarm.
The sprinklers are only triggered when there's actual smoke. Yeah, because it burst the ring on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank God. Well, then, because I was like, wait a minute, no.
You had a heart attack for a moment, but you realize there's no water coming down, and you're like, all right.
All right, great. All right. So more calmly, I walk in. I'm going to go into there to see if I can assist at all.
Obviously, Betty's yelling at the top of her lungs at them, swearing. She's caught in this little room. For some reason, they can't do the exorcism right now. It just didn't work. What do you want to do?
I have two thoughts. One is, if I already know the ritual they're going to try to do, I'll throw in...
They tried it and it didn't work.
Okay, so then you can't try it again.
You can't redo it again right away. Right, okay. Yeah. You can do it later, but just not right now because you don't have time. The alarm has been pulled. She's yelling and is very hostile and notice you're there.
Yeah.
Plan, punch her in the face until she's unconscious.
Oh, my beautiful face.
That's what I say hello with.
I've been trying not to, because last time I caused a shootout, you know, when I made a big old...
Please don't shoot me.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Okay, because my other thought was... What?
What?
Pistol whip?
Pistol whip? Don't oh, my God. Me.
I watch a lot of mob movies, so...
I can still kill her. Well, okay, so there's nothing occult I can do
At this point, there's too much going on, and so you have to do something either physical or nothing at all.
So I can't take out the brooch in a super movie-style thing and absorb Betty into it? Because we haven't tried that with Betty.
Mm. You know what? I like the cinematic part of that. So I'm going to say, sure, you can give it a try. Because it fits the cinematic thing of trapping Betty and Shannon in the same item. And I kind of like the dichotomy of that. So why don't we give that a try there? You're going to be rolling against your power.
And have it again?
No.
Okay.
It's a straight up roll, and you're going to cast a spell. Now, just so you know, you will lose resolve because you're casting a spell.
Right.
Can we help her with this somehow? Because we are still putting our energy towards getting Betty out of Cecil.
Nope, you failed.
Technically, only Peaches failed.
She failed, and
technically.
Okay.
And so did Cecil, who's now trying to scream inside her own head. And if that room gets any smaller, yeah. So this is all on you, Saint.
Oh, my God. How did this happen? I'm the laid back fun friend with the camera. What the hell? Okay. Okay. What's great, though? Under 80. Here we go. Magic dice. Here we go. That is 75.
Ooh.
Oh, Bailey saving the day.
Oh, my God.
Betty, starts to back up very quickly, and then suddenly you see her apparition come out of Cecil's body. Cecil falls to the ground, unconscious. Betty looks like probably in her mid-40s and has on a typical, 1920s outfit, with a mink sole around her neck, and she's screams all the way into the brooch where she is now trapped with her former lover, Shannon. You guys did it.
We did it.
Bailey did it.
Bailey did it. Now the cops are coming. You need to get out of there.
Go out the back. Out the back.
Run out the back.
Who's carrying Cecil, because she's unconscious?
I can grab one arm.
And I'll grab the other.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get out, you go out the emergency exit because, you know, at this point, the alarms are going off anyway. You get down the street, get back to your car, and you drive away just as the police are showing up.
Whew, perfect.
Where do you want to go?
Well, is Cecil breathing?
She's breathing. She's just unconscious.
Back to the mortuary because your parents know what's up. And that seems like probably the safest place for us to be right now.
Yes.
Maybe they know what to do when people have been possessed.
All right. So you get back. And you bring Cecil in and you set her down on the couch in the waiting room. And your mother comes down. You explain to her what happened. And she goes, well, I mean, we have smelling salts. That'll wake her up. Cecil, this really strong jolt comes to your senses. And you wake up in the room. Give me a resolve roll first.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
We got 98.
Oh,
throw those out.
Dice.
Apparently, yeah. Like, I don't know what's happening.
You take 6 points of resolve.
Cool. Oh, my God.
Give me a 50-50 roll to see if you want to get under 50%.
I want to get under 50%. Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
Whatever. All right, I'm going to try some other dice here, but I hold out no hope. I mean, like, am I not shaking them up enough? Like, what do you want from me?
Your soul.
72.
Oh! God.
Cecil's you... not coming out of this unscathed by any means.
No, God. You're not. Okay, so...
Is Cecil going to wake up as bacon?
Oh, that's
Don't
brilliant.
Don't give him ideas.
That's brilliant.
Fuck, I've already played 3 characters so far.
Wow, I really like that idea. Okay.
Oh, no.
You know what? I can't pass that up.
What did you
do?
God,
why did you say that?
That's perfect.
Wes.
Because she's a genius.
Shit.
Don't Wes me. I wasn't the one that came up with that great idea.
Oh my God.
I mean, come on. It makes sense. They were going together like they were starting to meld together. I wish I had thought of that. It's a great idea. You wake up screaming, Bacon, and you're in this room you've never been in. You've seen these people before. They're friends of Cecil's.
I vomit.
Okay.
A lot. Okay. I'm trying to scream at the same time, and it's just not working out very well for me.
Settle down. Mira, go get the mop. Go get the mop. She threw up.
I know. I'm going. I'm just worried about her.
Okay. Be worried and clean.
Who are you worried about?
Cecil.
Who? What? What about Cecil?
You Cecil.
Yeah. Cecil, are you okay?
There's going to be like that, like looking at the hands kind of thing. And like,
I swear to God, if Betty's still in there.
Oh, shit.
Wait, yeah. Are you, who are we talking to? Somebody get some salt.
Bacon?
And that's where we're going to end this episode.
I mean, like, I love it, but I hate it.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
It's just a off-the-cuff.
I know, but it was perfect. I couldn't not do it. Yep, come on.
That was, yep.
It was perfect. And I had to end it when he said bacon.
Oh, God.
Come on. That gives you a reason to show up for the next episode. So thank you all so much. That was a wild ride. That was a lot of fun. And I really appreciate it. I hope you all had as much fun as I did. And thank you very much, Saint. That was not only did you save the day with the roll at the end, you saved the story with an awesome idea. That's so
right, you really did.
You did.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy to help.
So let's find out where all these awesome people are. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, you can find me online, chat about gaming or whatever on Twitter, and that is at Saint Spider TV, all one word. So that is SaintSpider
IDERTV.
Hey, all. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais, probably, maybe. I don't know. It's getting very confusing and there's a lot of noise in my head. But you can find me online as at Strange Like That on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here. You can find me at Jay Holtham and all the old familiar social places where you do the social things. You can also find me sometimes playing games with Happy Jack's RPG and on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG, or you can subscribe to the whole catalog through BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at L.A. Daisy Girl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I Girl. And pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. I am also occasionally on Happy Jacks on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel, and I stream with Utopia on occasion.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can also find the podcast at 12 Sided Stories. That's the number 12 and then Sided Stories on both Instagram and Twitter. You can find our website at www.12sidedstories.com, all one word. If you want to help out the show, you can join us on Ko-fi or Patreon and get great bonus content as well as early access to episodes. You can also give us a shout out or give us a review on your favorite podcast platforms. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week when we find out what is wrong with bacon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.